Welcome to the Songs of Note podcast, where we talk about the songs we love and the stories behind them. I'm your host, Ryan Gregg. Hey, and welcome to the Songs of Note podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Gregg. I'm so glad you're here today. If you were listening, then I assume you love music like I love music. And the thing that I love about songs is that every song has a story and every song has a history around it. And a band has a story around what's going on within the band when they wrote a song. And that kind of stuff makes me like songs more. And I don't know if it's the imagination of being able to step into the life of where these people were at or what they were going through when they were writing songs or even just what was happening. But I think it informs the music and it makes me like the music more. It makes me dive into it even deeper. So if you're into that, if you're here for that, I hope that this is enjoyable for you. I had done the podcast consistently there for a couple of years and it was mostly interviews. That ended up taking a lot of time trying to find people to line up to actually show up to be guests, which was fine because it was so much fun, but it took enough time that I was like, I can't keep doing it. So that's why there's been a pause in the show. What I want to try here is a different format. I want to keep these episodes shorter and have them be kind of the history about a specific song that I think is great, and I hope that you think is great. There's something unique about the way that it's set up. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, if you have the Spotify free version, I'm going to be able to include actual audio for actual songs into the podcast now. So if you have the free version, you'll be able to hear just 30 seconds of a track. If you have the paid version, you'll be able to hear the whole track. And so if you are wanting to go to the paid version so you can hear the whole track, there's going to be a link in the show notes and it gives you 3 months free. It unlocks the full track so you can hear the whole thing. So let's get to it. Today's episode is about the Beatles song Helter Skelter. And I think this is one of the most killer songs ever. I mean, I could not love this song more. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not just that, oh man, these guys are rocking out. It's awesome. No, there's some specific things that make this unique to me and why it's notable and why it's important all these years later. I mean, this song came out in 1968 on the White Album. But what makes the Beatles specifically so interesting to me is when you look at their story and their arc of what they released and when. Their trajectory of artistic growth, I can't wrap my mind around it about, you know, compared to other bands, it's just through the roof. And so this song came out in 68. If you rewind to the beginning of the 60s, 1963, just 5 years before the band put out their first record. So within 5 years, they created so many classic songs and transformed their sound in such a unique way. And just imagine the sound of like Love Me Do, and then jump 5 years and you're doing Helter Skelter, where Ringo is, you know, bashing the drums and Paul's screaming his lungs out. And it's so, so awesome. So what I want to do is give you some information about the song and why I think it's interesting. And then at the end, I'm also going to give you a chance to send me your thoughts on some things. And I would love to include you in your actual audio in some future episodes if you're up for it. So here's the story. So it's 1968. This is from the Beatles' White Album. They had been going on kind of like a spiritual journey. They were all in different places personally. You know, the White Album's a double album, so it's more songs than they ever released at once. And the style of songs is drastically different from start to finish, from like a lullaby almost to acoustic to Helter Skelter, which is the most, I think, rocking song they ever did. What I thought was interesting was, you know, what made them want to write this song? This is out of nowhere. What's the story about it? I'm going to tell you. So Pete Townshend was the lead singer of The Who and the songwriter. And so apparently he did an interview that Paul McCartney heard. And in the interview, Pete Townshend said that their song, I Can See for Miles by The Who, was the loudest, rawest, dirtiest song The Who had ever recorded. And so just imagine you are Paul McCartney, you are in the Beatles, and you know that you have the best band in the world, and you know that you are one of the best songwriters probably ever, and just taking that as a challenge, like, well, yeah, you think it's the loudest thing? Well, we'll see what we can do about that. So I love the picturing Paul McCartney, you know, deciding I'm going to write this thing and it's going to beat them. So before you go anywhere else, let's go ahead and play the track because we can do that. So this is, here's the song that Paul had heard that is by The Who, and it's called I Can See for Miles. Here we go. You know, something else that I thought was interesting, maybe you knew this. I'm from Texas. I had never heard this term, but the term Helter Skelter is actually a slide. And so I looked it up on YouTube, like, what do you mean it's a slide? So it kind of looks like a lighthouse. It's a circular, at least the one I saw, it was red and white, almost like a candy cane. And it is a ride where you go up and these kids looked like they were riding on some kind of like mat or something. And they're spinning, you know, around this thing that went down to the bottom, which, you know, accounts for the descriptive words that Paul is using in the way that he talks about, when he sings the lines about, you know, get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. That's what he's talking about. I never knew. So 2 days before the White Album came out, Paul McCartney said, I'd read a review of a record which said, this group really got us wild. There's echo on everything. They're screaming their heads off. And I just remember thinking, oh, it'd be great to do one. Pity they've done it. Must be great. Really screaming record. And then I heard their record and it was quite straight and it was sort of sophisticated. It wasn't rough and screaming and tape echo and all. So I thought, well, we'll do one like that then. And I had this song called Helter Skelter, which is just a ridiculous song. So we did it like that because I like noise. So I don't know if Paul is referring to I Can See for Miles on that or another song, but he's basically saying he liked the idea of like going crazy on a track. And so they did. It's something that really surprised me on this track is Paul McCartney is obviously the Beatles bass player, world renowned bass player. He is not playing bass on this track. So apparently they did a ton of takes of this song. And by the end of the recording, they were just wanting to change it up. And so Paul McCartney switches over to lead guitar and John Lennon is the one playing bass on Helter Skelter. They end up keeping the last couple tracks. So you can imagine the first couple takes of this song being more tame. And then if they kept the last one, which is what we know from the record, they are going nuts by the end. And so you can actually listen to the isolated bass part, which sounds real nerdy, but I promise it's worth it. It is really awesome. And you can hear John Lennon playing the bass on this song. And there's lots of discussion on it online saying, you know, was he trying to sabotage the group because he's playing so crazy in the way that he's playing? But, you know, there's a quote that of John Lennon's in the movie The Departed that he says, I'm an artist, and if you give me a tuba, I'll bring you something out of it. And that comes to mind to me when I'm listening to this bass track, because he is really like putting emotion into it. That is one of my favorite things about this track, is that like how the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like he's really going for it. And I always thought that was Paul, and it's not. So what I want to play for you now is a version of the song that was on like one of the early initial versions of the track. This is from take one, and this is where Paul is still playing the bass because you can hear him kind of teaching the part and you hear him playing and singing at the same time. This is the slow version. This is not the amped up, rocked out version. So in 2018, when the Beatles did like a super deluxe edition of the White Album, they included a ton of these really awesome outtakes, and Helter Skelter is one of them. Okay, so this is called Helter Skelter, first version, take two. And I debated on putting this in because this is a 13-minute version of this song. And I thought, I'm not going to put that in here. But hey, if anybody was going to listen to this, it would be someone who is willing to sit here and listen to a dude talk about the story behind Helter Skelter. So I thought, let's at least include it. And if you want to listen to it, you can. If you want to fast forward, you can. But I think that this version of the track is extremely interesting. Feel free to listen or skip, but let's check it out now. This is Helter Skelter, first version, take two. So you can't talk about Helter Skelter without bringing up Charles Manson. And so the story goes that on the night that the murders happened, where Sharon Tate and four others were killed, the words Helter Skelter were written on the walls inside of that house in the home where that happened. So Manson initially said that the song was a message predicting interracial war in the U.S. And later on trial, he went on to more specifically say, quote, It's the Beatles, the music they're putting out. These kids listen to this music and pick up on the message. It's subliminal. It's not my music. I hear what it relates. It says rise. It says kill. Why blame it on me? I didn't write the music. That's wacko to me. And so here's Paul McCartney's quote about Manson. Says, I was using the symbol of a helter skelter, which we said is a playground slide, as a ride from the top to the bottom, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, he said in Paul McCartney, many years from now. This was the demise, the going down. You could have thought of it as a rather cute title, but it's since taken on all sorts of ominous overtones because Manson picked it up as an anthem. That's the dark side. What I like about this next song we're going to hear is U2 decided to do a cover of this song. And I love U2. There's actually a lot of covers of this song, and no one touches the Beatles version. Everyone from Pat Benatar to Motley Crue, lots and lots of people have recorded this song. But I like the U2 version because it is from the Rattle and Hum documentary. If you haven't seen it, it's awesome. It's so good. But at the beginning of this song, Bono says, this is a song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles. We're stealing it back. I love the passion that they have when they play this song. It's not up to the intensity that the Beatles had, but it's worth listening to. So this is U2 doing Helter Skelter. So now we're going to hear a different version of the song. This is Helter Skelter's second version, take 17. Don't worry, this is very close to the one that ended up being the album cut. It's just a little bit loose, and you can hear it in the way that Paul's going for the vocals, and they're just, it's a little sloppy in an awesome way. I'm glad they got the final take that they did, but this version is really cool. So let's listen to that now. This is Helter Skelter, second version, take 17. Oh, and one other thing to note, apparently Paul McCartney was doing this whole session barefoot in order to be grounded, I don't know, and whatever he wanted to do to be in touch with the song. So see what you think. Here we go. I found something else really cool. I actually just found it today. I'd heard the audio before, but I didn't know there's actually video of the Beatles in the studio when they're recording the White Album. And the cameras are running, but the mics are on. And you can hear Paul McCartney with an acoustic guitar working this song out. The audio that I had heard was like a side mic where John Lennon's having a conversation and you hear this in the background, but the video even is more clear and you can hear him really like doing the song, but it's just him and it's just acoustic, which is phenomenal when you know how loud this song got. It's cool to hear it broken down like that. So I'm going to include the video link for that in the show notes as well. It's interesting when you look at bands, you know, you see bands, if you follow bands on Instagram or whatever now, I mean, bands are always constantly touring and then they'll be in the studio and then they're touring. And so for the Beatles story to have been that they got so huge and played the biggest venues in the world and were so big that they couldn't even hear themselves perform. So they decided to take themselves out of live performance and spend all their time in the studio. It's so incredible that one, they were able to do that, but two, that they were able to write such amazing songs given all that time. Instead of being on the road, instead of being at some stadium and being on some bus, they were in a studio writing all these songs that we're still listening to and talking about today. And so a lot of that time they're in the studio, you know, in some instances working the songs out as it was put to tape. So this next song is not related to Helter Skelter, but it is in the same sessions. And I just thought it was a really cool document of what it was like for the Beatles to be working out a song and have it come to fruition. And so this song is Sexy Sadie from the White Album. So that was Sexy Sadie, take 3 from the extended version of the White Album. Let's go ahead and hear Helter Skelter. Don't leave after this song. I got a couple things for you, but let's go ahead and hear the song. This is the Beatles, Helter Skelter. What a killer track. I just love that song, and I appreciate you listening with me here in this episode today, talking about it. Hey, I would love your participation. Being in the podcast is fun, but it's the most fun when I hear from you guys. So one, if you want to come follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you can look up Songs of Note. Two, I have a specific suggestion if you feel like participating in the podcast. On phones, I'm an iPhone guy, so I'll talk from an iPhone point of view. But I use my voice memos all the time, whether it's to record a song, record an idea, whatever it is. You have an app on your iPhone called Voice Memos. If you would like to send in thoughts about a song, you can email them to me, and I will possibly include them in a future episode. So if you want to do that, Here are my prompts. One, be sure to include your name. You record the voice memo and then you hit send and then just email it to me. My email is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at thesongsofnote.com. And here are my two questions. One, what do you think about the Beatles? Why do you love the Beatles? Why do the Beatles matter? Or why don't you like the Beatles? Curious anything about the Beatles? And two, has there ever been a song that has changed your life? You know, people say that this song changed my life. Well, is that true for you? And what song was it and why? And I might use it in a future episode. That's it for today. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast, and I hope to see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Songs of Note podcast. Be sure and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.